Once, there was a little girl called Ruby. The trouble was, Ruby felt more like a piece of rubbish than a little girl. Sometimes she felt like something you find in a bin.
I'm squashed.
Sometimes she felt like something on the pavement that people stand on. Children in the playground shouted, "Ruby, rubbish!" Big bully boys yelled from the bus, "Stupid girly whirly hair!" They even dropped their ice cream wrappers on Ruby's head. And one of Ruby's teachers, Mrs. Fruity Nose, often picked on Ruby. She told Ruby that she wasn't sitting up straight, wasn't being neat enough, and that she had to try a lot harder. When Ruby drew a house, she said to herself, "It is a rubbish house," and she scribbled it out. When Ruby drew a tree, she said to herself, "It's a rubbish tree," and she threw it away. And when Ruby looked at herself in the mirror, she saw a yucky, smelly girl. "Pooey! You're so ugly," thought Ruby. After school, Ruby liked hanging around the rubbish bins. She didn't know why she liked it. She just did. Sometimes she even felt like getting into one of the bins and never coming out. Each Friday, the dustbin men came to empty the rubbish from the bins.
"Hello, sweetie,"
said one of them.
"I'm not a sweetie," said Ruby. "I'm rubbish."
Each Saturday, Ruby went to the sweet shop to buy some sherbet lemons.
"There you are, lovely," said the sweet shop lady. "I am not a lovely," said Ruby. "I'm rubbish."
And the last time she was there, a little girl said,
"I like your hair."
Ruby said,
"It's stupid, girly, whirly hair,"
said Ruby. It's funny, she thought,
how people can get you so wrong.
One day, Ruby's auntie Flo in Australia sent some super red and black trainers. Ruby thought they were great. In fact, for the whole afternoon, Ruby didn't feel rubbish at all. She really felt quite okay. People at her school liked it too. Now, the problem with things like trainers is that they don't make you feel good about yourself for very long. And sure enough, when Ruby did her homework that evening and couldn't spell sausage or spaghetti, it all came back.
"I'm a rubbish speller," said Ruby. "I'm just rubbishy Ruby, and that's all there is to it."
And at that moment, Ruby felt so rubbishy that she wanted to sleep and never wake up again. Then one day at school, there was a new lunchtime lady called Dot. Dot had just moved into a house in the same street as Ruby. When Ruby stood in the lunch queue, Dot smiling at Ruby, it was such a lovely smile that something warm happened in Ruby's tummy. In fact, Ruby was so surprised by the smile that she dropped her lunch. Oh no!
"Oh dear, let me help you," said the lunchtime lady Dot.
Ruby was so surprised that Dot hadn't called her stupid for dropping her lunch that she dropped her pudding too. Ruby tried to tell Dot that she wasn't a sweetheart. She was rubbish, but it didn't quite come out because then she had a big lump in her throat and wanted to cry. On her way home, Ruby passed Dot's house. Dot was sitting in her garden in a deck chair.
"Hey, Ruby, I've got something for you," said Dot.
To Ruby's surprise, Dot had drawn a picture of Ruby with lots of rubbish on her head.
"Ruby, some of the nice teachers at school told me about how you think you are rubbish. Well, now I think you've got into a bit of a muddle.
You see, when some people feel small, they try to make themselves feel big by making other people feel small instead. This is how bullies get made. But when it's you they pick on, it makes